Welcome to the podcast, Happy and Single. I'm your host, Joseph Anderson. You can find me on Instagram at the It's Possible Guy. Today is episode 176, and it's entitled, If They Don't Care, You Shouldn't Either. Now, where does this episode come from? Well, specifically where this podcast was inspired from, I was driving to the gym this morning, and they've got some weird road closures on the way to the gym, and there was a lane entirely blocked off. And so, you know, we were at a stoplight and stopped. And, you know, and then the lane was gonna veer, and I thought I could gun it in front of the guy next to me. And I did. And I totally would have been fine, but I think he was trying to be a jerk, or she, or I don't know who it was. After they saw that I already gunned it, like they gunned it too. And they totally saw me, and they were just totally gonna hit me. Well, I was kind of annoyed and I was kind of frustrated. In my mind, I was thinking, well, you know, if this happens, it's both people's fault that merge, and I'll just take care of my stuff and they take care of their stuff. No, there was no accident, like just being very clear. But, you know, I pulled up, like I stopped. I was just annoyed, and you know, but the interesting thing about that, I went to the gym, and I was in the sauna. I pulled up on my phone, like who's actually at fault if emerge, because I had heard somewhere it's like, you know, it's both parties' fault. And according to the quick thing I read online, it's actually the merger's the person merging. It's their responsibility to make sure it's safe to merge. So what I'm telling you guys is, even if you're totally fine to merge and another person just wants to be a jerk and hit you, like, yeah, that happens. And so I'm very grateful it didn't happen. I'm grateful I slowed up, because they would have definitely hit me. And I really do. I think they were just being a jerk. Now, granted, that's the way that I've kind of seen the world, but at a deeper level, and I could be totally wrong. I mean, one thing I have seen since 2020, and this isn't necessarily to get political, like, but after COVID, it kind of broke the world. You know, you took away people's places of peace. You took away temples, you took away churches, you took away everything, and people never got back into their rhythms ever. And so I really do. I think that, you know, so many people these days are so upset and so frustrated. And it probably annoys me the most, because I was in an accident about a year and 3 months ago from somebody that just ran a red light. They just didn't care. And I've seen so many people. Even yesterday morning, I was driving to basketball, and I was going probably 40 or so on the way to basketball, maybe 45, and a guy passed me like I was standing still, like just flew by me. Well, I pulled up, you know, like I'm kind of, you know, especially since that accident, I've kind of just got to the space where I'll let people know, like No, granted, sometimes I do it just as long as they're going to pass me anyways, I kind of honk. And that's probably not the smartest choice, because these days everybody's just on edge. Well, I mean, it was interesting, because I actually pulled up to a light. Well, that one car that had sped by me like I was standing still, they used a red light like a stop sign. They pulled up, they made sure nobody was there, and then they went through it. It was not a blinking red light. I don't know if this person failed driver's ed. I don't know what was going on with this person. If they were, you know, like, but I pulled up next to him, and once I saw that it wasn't a giant person that could beat me up, it was just these two older people. I'm like, I mean, literally, guys, these guys were probably in their 60s or so, going Mach 2000 on the road. Well, I'm not a cop. It is not my job. I just want to let them know how I feel. But here's the part that's important. They don't care. And if they don't care that they're endangering other people and there's literally nothing I can do, because how many times has somebody honked at us and we're actually like, oh yeah, that was a bad choice. I'm not going to make that choice anymore. No, usually we're going to live our lives the way we want to live them. And we're going to live with our consequences. So many people, like, this doesn't just have to do with the road. I just thought this was a perfect example of all these things that we get upset. And if we don't learn how to control our emotions, no, I'm not saying you can't say whatever you want to say in your head or even out loud as the car passes you. You do you. What I am saying is it doesn't help you to hold on. If someone is weaving through traffic, they really might have a purpose. You know, somebody might be on their way to the hospital. Somebody might be like that. That might be the rare occurrence. I think in most cases, people just don't care. Like I was saying with COVID, like you take away people's peace and everybody's just on edge, you know, and so I mean, that brings another conversation about, you know, getting peaceful things back in your life. But you have to take control of you. Now, at the same time, when I, you know, honk at people sometimes, especially if somebody runs a red light, I'll usually honk because they don't care. And it's like, why don't they care? Because they just don't care. It's none of my business why they don't care. And yes, they very well might injure and kill somebody. And there's nothing I can do about that. I'm not a policeman. I don't have that authority. Like, nor do I want that. When you let people around you live their lives, your life is happier. Now, it's funny because I've had some recent conversations with my clients about some similar things. I'd be like, dude, like, yes, this thing really sucks and there's nothing you can do about it. Let's move forward on your goals. But for whatever reason, we're so focused on, I don't even know what the word is, guys. I don't know. We're so focused on letting our voices be heard or something along those lines. But it just doesn't make sense. Why would it make sense for me to honk at a car that is weaving through traffic? It just doesn't care. And even if I honk about it, like, even if I do honk, why do I have to give that person a single thought later? Yes, that person very well might injure somebody, and they very well might kill somebody, and there's nothing I can do about that. I mean, even if I want to honk my horn and give my peace, okay, I've given my peace, let it go. So many people, like, you know, bringing this conversation more broad, you know, so many people are so worried about everybody around them and what they're doing with their lives. Don't worry about it. You know, our church has this giant conference every 6 months. So it's in April and October. And it was this last weekend. And one of the talks that hit me was actually about a kayak. You know, he was talked about when he was kayaking and the guide kind of told him, hey, like when you're just consistently paddling forward, you're going to mitigate the waves that are hitting the sides. So what does that mean for you? When you're focused on moving forward in a direction towards a goal that you desire, towards something that interests you, towards something that you enjoy, you're not going to be so worried about the waves around you. Like, if you're focused on having a perfect flight in the air, like, that's not reasonable. Because you're going to have turbulence versus when you know, oh, cool, yeah, there's turbulence on my way to get to my destination, and this is still the fastest way to get there. So what is it for you that are the cars that are driving by you and acting like morons? What are the thoughts that get you so caught up in your head that you get so spun out that you can't focus on your goals? That you can't focus on what's important to you? What are the tiny things that are holding you back because you're letting them? I know there's people out there that, you know, especially with road rage, like they very much get into it. And yeah, we all get stirred up. We all have moments that scare us, that frustrated us, etc. The quicker you can drop it and move forward, the better off you're going to be. You know, some people out there, they want certain people to like them. They want their family to like them. They think everything should be a certain way. If somebody's treating you horribly, they probably don't care. So if they don't care, why should you? Well, they're supposed to be nice to me in this society. Who says? Well, the Bible. Okay, so the Bible says, you know, like, love your neighbor and, you know, as yourself. And love your God. Well, you're not the Bible police either. You do not have to police everybody else's life. I did have a recent conversation where, you know, an individual was trying to police everybody's life. And I just helped him to see, be like, dude, like, is this what you want to do? Would you rather police their lives? Would you rather make sure that the society is functioning? Hey, if you want to, by all means, go be a police. But if you don't, it's like so many people think they think their thoughts have to be super sorted out. They think everything has to work in a certain manner. And if it does not fit inside their box, it is as if the world is ending. Now you're talking to some, well, you're listening to somebody that used to be very much like that. I used to, everything had to fit in a box. And compared to where I'm at now, it's night and day different. And my life's happier. Well, if I give this person some amazing advice, they should take it. No, they shouldn't. Why should they? Why in the world is it your job to make sure everything around you runs smoothly? It's not. It is your job to show up and respond to what shows up. It's your job to act in faith and then let God help you whatever way he's going to help you. I mean, this like even this morning, so I've worked feverishly on these three goals that I've got right now. And one of them, you know, I've really made some strides and I haven't seen much movement in the past few days with regards to, you know, getting down to 175 pounds. And I set this goal, like it was very big in the first place. You know, getting myself to 175 pounds when literally that day I'd weighed in at 192 and I said I was going to do it in 3 weeks because a lot of that weight was kind of fluctuating. So it was probably closer to, I don't know, 188 or so. Well, that's great and all, but I can't control, like I can only control the inputs. I can't control the outputs. And so I don't need to get mad at the scale. Be like, dude, come on. We've got to get to 175. What else we got to do? I mean, now granted at the same point, like as of today, I was at, 185.6 and or no, I'm sorry, 184.6. Well, guys, that's the best weight I've been at. Like, other than the day that I weighed after I'd, you know, later in the day, that's the best weight I've been at in years. So instead of celebrating, it's like, oh man, I can't believe I'm not further along. Well, the scale doesn't care. Why should I? Like, it does not do any good to fester and worry about our struggles, our challenges. It's simply, okay, what else do I need to do? What are my other solutions? Okay, well, maybe let's try not eating hardly any sugar today. Okay, let's give that a try. Let's see how that works. Like, treat your life like an experiment. And the other thing that happened today that was like, wow. Like, so wow that I just, like, wow, not in a good way, that I had to literally just stop what I was doing and I had to go take a minute and lament. Was I've been feverishly flying through editing this book and to get through my second draft. Now I have a goal and I have a reward that I've told you guys about. And I really want this. And especially like, I mean, the other goals were huge as well. My only job is act in faith, trusting that Heavenly Father is going to provide. And trusting also that He knows why He had me set these goals. Now, even if I don't hit these goals, it's not the end of the world. Like the one I think I almost for sure can hit is the writing one. Because the weight goal is like there is a natural process to losing weight. And generally most people don't go from 192 to 175 unless they're probably doing it somewhat unhealthily. Now granted, even 188, which is probably what it was closer to 175, is still borderline on those for 3 weeks. But I've still got 9 days and I made some great progress in those first few days, so I'm going to keep going. I mean, these goals, regardless of whether I hit them or not, now keep in mind, I am doing everything in my power that I know to do. But maybe I should start doing even more. And I don't mean in my power. I mean the specific directions that the Lord's going to give me. That's what I've got to do. You know, maybe that was probably even where the little nudge came of, hey, don't, you know, maybe don't have any sugar today. I don't know how all that works. All I know is I'm trying to eat as healthily as I can over these next few weeks, and I'm trying to exercise like crazy in order to hit these goals. You know, I've still got, you know, probably three. Anyways, I don't have to go into all that for you, but so one of these goals is writing my book. And the thing that caused me to lament was I came to a point where I realized, oh no, these next 4 or 5 chapters are absolute garbage. But you know what's really interesting as well? As I got to that point, I'd written it in such a manner that it was like I was thinking the story was going a different way because, you know, I haven't read some of these parts for a long time. I finished this first draft, like, oh, goodness, probably 4 or 5 years ago. And so some of this I haven't read in a long time. And I was reading it. It was making sense in my head. I'm like, oh, this is where this is going to go. I'm excited to see how this turned out. And then I remembered where it actually went. And I created an artificial conflict in the story to just try to, I don't know why, but I did. Well, after I realized that probably 4 or 5 chapters or something like that are pretty much mostly going to have to be thrown away, I realized how amazing is it that I knew ahead of time where the story was supposed to go versus where I'd actually taken the story and I'd missed it. And so, and you know, instead of lamenting that I was flying through this editing like so fast and I was getting so excited about hitting my goal, then it's like, cool, well, keep going. You know, it's like you lament for a little bit and it's like, well, if the story itself doesn't care, I shouldn't care. I know this sounds horrible, but most people around you, they don't actually care. I mean, there's plenty of times I don't care. I mean, even last night I went and, you know, I've been working really hard on all these goals and yeah, you know, some of them are, you know, restricting a decent amount of food. And I can't remember something else happened yesterday. But no, I went to this event and I stayed for a while. And then once kind of the main part of it was done, I left. I just didn't want to be there. And part of me was thinking, oh, you should stay. You could help people, blah, blah, blah. No. Last night, the perfect thing for me to do was to come home, play, you know, a quick game of NHL on my Xbox and pretty much call it a night. I'd had some other stuff happen that kind of stirred me up a little bit yesterday, too. because I'm constantly learning and growing. What are the things that you care so much more about than anybody else? It might be a friend or family member that you wish would change their life. It might be, I mean, it could be all kinds of things for you. I don't know what it is for you. But what I will tell you, and I don't mean this harshly, if they don't care, why should you? If you have a coworker that treats you unkind, if you have somebody on the road that is being unkind to you, they just don't care. Or they don't understand, or they're seeing things through their certain level of consciousness that they currently possess. And that's how they're going to see it. You know, as a coach, when I'm at my best, I'm able to see my clients' worlds. Why are they seeing their world this way? And when I'm not at my best, I can be an overbearing jerk. We're all trying to learn. We're all trying to get better. We're all growing. Let yourself grow. Let yourself go after the things that you want. Because no matter how much you want to change somebody around you, it just might not happen. You don't have that control. I mean, the people around you that talk about making different changes in their lives and never do anything different, you don't have to worry about that. I mean, if you happen to be a single parent out there and you really want your kids to grasp something, you can't, like, you can try, you can be creative. At the end of the day, it's up to them to grasp it. And you don't have to worry about it. Again, if a group of people are treating you unkind, like, you don't have control over that. You have control if you want to sit around and stay listening. I'm not going to sit and listen to somebody berate me in front of me, that's for sure. And I don't think any normal human being would do that. I mean, but, you know, we might have all done it in the past, but yeah, yeah, if they don't care, why should I? So what is an area of yours that you care so much more about it or about the person than they do? I would invite you to let it go. I don't know what that looks like exactly in your situation. If you want to come and join me on my Ask Me Anything call, that's generally the second Monday of each month, hey, by all means, you're welcome to. Come join me. We can talk. But, you know, in your current situation, if you can just be still, the right answers come. You know, we get frustrated, especially if we've done something for a long time and we think it's got to change. And, you know, we've got so much weight on that thing instead of just being with somebody. You don't have to change the world. You don't have to solve the world. I remember an old poem or something that says, I tried to change the world. It didn't work. I tried to change my country, it didn't work. I tried to change my state, it didn't work. I tried to change my city, it didn't work. And then I tried to change my neighborhood, and nothing changed. And then it says, I tried to change myself, and my world changed. Now that is not a direct quote. I don't remember exactly how that is, but the gist of it is, focus on you. I can't do anything about what even what any of my clients do. I can inspire them. I can lift them up. I can do everything in my power, but I can't control what they do. You can't control what anyone around you does. The more you worry about, I have a quote that I came up with a long time ago that says, If you worry about the things that you can't control, the things that you can't control begin to control you. So what are the things that you see controlling you? I invite you to do a little bit of exploration and let them go and say, would I rather focus on this thing that hasn't, you know, or these people that I want to change that haven't changed in years? Or would I rather go pursue and enjoy and love my life? My goal, even now as a coach, is to help people enjoy and love their life. You will be guided and directed in as much as you seek that guidance and direction, and in as much as you can be still and just let the answers come. Almost like you're sitting and listening to music, and then the answers do come. Whatever you felt inspired to do today, go do it. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you liked what you heard, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast so you can easily find your way back. And go ahead and share about it with all your friends and other people you come in contact with that are just kind of feeling a bit down, and, you know, or just wanting more happiness in their life. Also, I know plenty of you out there listening are like, oh my goodness, I would love to experience coaching, but Joseph, I just can't afford it. Well, if that happens to be you, at 11 a.m. on the second Monday of each month, I generally host an Ask Me Anything call. You can come on and receive one-on-one coaching. It's a group format, so there might be other people in the room as well, but it's first come, first serve. And I will literally coach you on whatever it is that you're struggling with, that you want to see, that, you know, that you want to see happen in your life, but you're just not seeing happen. You know, and also if you happen to be one of those that prefers a more one-on-one coaching experience, that's what I've done now for 20 years. So if you want a one-on-one coaching experience, then go to josephanderson.co, and in the very first box on the left-hand side, there'll be a form that says apply to work with me. So click there. It'll take you to a form, fill out the form, and then we can get in touch. And once again, guys, thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and you guys have an awesome day.